Uh-oh. Hi, Frangry.
Tonight's topic is, what's the worst news you've ever gotten right before you've gone live on the radio?
Do you have one?
Yep.
Tell me.
We're not on the air.
At 91.1.
Oh, boy. There goes all our callers.
I don't think that's true. I think it's time for the comments board to step it up.
Really?
They can call.
Oh, boy.
It's
so
gonna,
who can hear
it's
us?
Gonna be
only
a,
people on the internet?
I think we'll have a Christmas
only,
miracle.
Like, the weirdoest of... Oh, wow, these are amazing. The weirdoest of the weirdos can hear us?
Only the weirdoest of the weirdos.
The ones on the internet.
My mic's doing weird things.
Guess what? My headphones are amazing.
Why?
Just had sent me and Michelle and I headphones for the holidays, so we don't ever have to complain or think about whose sweat is on my ears again.
Thank you, Just Had. That was very, very nice of you. We also got a wonderful card from someone named Guy.
Why was it so wonderful, Michelle?
Because it said, to Michelle and co-host.
Ouch. It was pretty funny, actually.
It was a beautiful card. It was black.
And it had a little snowman.
Goth Christmas.
It's
a Christmas miracle.
Thanks, Just Ted. And he also sent me a mug that said, what did it say?
I don't care about anybody but myself?
Close. I think it said something like, I just really don't care. Something like that. So everyone who says they can hear us, are you listening on the internet or are you on 91.1 FM? Number one question. Number two question is, do you want to sit on Franta's lap and tell her what you got for Christmas?
What you want.
What you want for Christmas? And then
Franta.
I just really wanted to say Franta.
Franta. It sounds like a soft drink.
That can't really be our topic. Listen, we got to say, we're going to admit we've been having trouble coming up with topics, and it's kind of getting worse and worse every week, and I don't know why.
But we still have hit shows.
Which is even more weird.
Someone's at the door.
Okay, well, I guess for those of you listening, you can call us at 201-209-9368, or you can join the comments community by going to wfmu.org and clicking on the playlist link.
Are you getting any Christmas presents?
I'm sick.
I know. 201-209-9368.
I've been naughty.
I've been naughty.
Kurt's naughty.
He's so naughty.
He's getting a big old lump of coal.
People used to value coal.
Nerd.
201-209-9368. We're literally not going to get any calls because the people who listen and call are listening on the radio, not the internet.
Maybe
the internet people are commenting.
People could still call. 201-209-9368. But we need a topic.
Just Ted says that the mug says, I'm sorry, it's just that I literally don't care at all. What are we going to do?
I don't know.
I mean, I guess it doesn't matter that we don't have a topic.
No one's calling?
No, I'm telling you, we're not going to get any calls tonight.
I don't believe it.
We're off the air.
But people still know the show's on.
You know what this feels like right now?
What?
I'm Worth It with Frangry and, Michelle and Frangry. This is what it was like.
No, it's not what it was like.
Oh, we have a call.
See?
Oh my God, let's just answer it. Who cares what they want to talk about?
What's the topic?
I don't care. I just want to talk to someone other than you.
Naughty.
Did you do the phone?
No.
Wow. They hung up. I'm kidding. Hi, you're on the radio.
Good one.
Oh, I am.
Oh, my God. Thank God you called. Where are you listening?
I've been listening. I'm in Port Jervis, New York, and I'm getting you on the radio.
What station?
90.1.
Yeah, that one's
That
up.
One's still on the air.
Yeah.
Yeah. Too bad the other one isn't.
I catch you girls all the time talking about crazy stuff, and I just wanted to say Merry Christmas, and let's keep Christmas in Christmas, because this political correctness stuff is driving me nuts.
We don't do that.
This PC is going to be the bane of our society's political correctness. What happened to honesty?
Oh, boy. Maybe that should be the topic.
What happened to honesty?
I'll tell you what happened. Lies!
I mean, you know, why not just be honest? If you don't like somebody, just come on and say, I don't like it.
Are you trying to say you don't like us?
Oh, I love you guys. You guys are fabulous. I like the music. I like when you girls are talking about crazy stuff and those guys call in to try to hit on you girls all the time.
That never happens.
I hear it all the time.
All right, buddy. What's your name?
My name is Gregory.
All right, Gregory. Thanks for calling.
All right. You girls enjoy, and thank you for being entertaining while I'm driving around.
Awesome.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye.
ADL on the comments board says, now you know what 7-second delay goes through every week.
Ouch, drama.
Truth hurts. Hi, you're on the radio.
See, you guys are on the internet. I'm streaming you from Philadelphia.
Well, at least someone's listening.
Hi, Orlando.
Hi, Maravillas del Ciego.
Oh, hi, what's up?
So, bad news. Where do I start? I've gotten all kinds of bad news before good things were supposed to happen. You know, people dying, bad grades,
what a downer.
Cancel flights before gigs, all kinds of stuff.
Life's hard.
Life's hard.
It's hard having feelings.
How was your birthday? What did you do?
I got really drunk. It was pretty fun.
What did you eat?
I had a hamburger. Michelle got me a candle.
And a protection spray.
And a card.
A protection spray?
Mm-hmm.
Protect against what?
It's a white magic spray to protect
evil spirits.
Mm-hmm. Outside forces that will do her harm.
Anything special about this hamburger?
It was delicious.
Yeah.
This is boring. We need a topic.
Hamburgers are not boring.
All right, buddy. Have a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, you're on the radio.
He's kind of like Spike, right?
Hello, cat.
Hi.
Hello, pet.
Is this a fake Spike?
Yes.
No, this is Spike.
Is it really?
Yeah, no, I had some work done in my mouth, so that's why I sound a little funny.
Wait, for real?
Yeah.
What did you have done?
Periodontal scaling.
What does that mean?
The gums. You know, they dig down, they scrape the teeth, you know, to clean out the gums.
Wait, should we do tooth stories?
We did that.
We did it, quasi did it.
Why quasi?
Because it was like a backup topic.
No, too soon.
But it was so good.
But Christmas songs. I think that was a good topic.
Christmas songs are dumb.
Christmas songs are the worst. Who wants to listen to them, much less talk about them?
The best one is the Phil Spector Christmas album.
I like the little drummer boy.
So lame. Darling Love, and
I like,
you know,
Silent Night. And Frosty the Snowman.
No.
Why not?
Franta.
Frangry the Snowman.
You're getting in the Christmas spirit over there? Stop biting your nails.
I don't feel good.
No one does.
No,
it's the holidays.
I don't mean emotionally, I mean physically.
Oh. Same thing. Body and mind, my friend.
All right, Spike, have a good one.
Okay.
Call us at 201-209-9368. We're off the air somewhere, so it's going to be a slow show, which I guess is a good thing since we don't have a topic because we're slackers.
Did you get me a Christmas present?
No, did you get me one?
Well, your birthday and Christmas are so close.
Oh, I'm not down with that, slacker.
I didn't think you'd get me one, so I didn't get you one.
That's not how we play.
That's my holiday spirit right there.
Hi, you're on the radio.
I heard that North Korea threatened Ken, so he took down the station.
Should we talk about that?
That's crazy.
That movie?
That movie is got pulled, huh?
So stupid.
Yeah, and Obama criticized Sony today. I don't know if you read that.
I did not read that.
Yeah, and now everybody's jumping on that bandwagon. So,
what bandwagon are you jumping on, Frangry?
The internet is so annoying.
That's your bandwagon?
Yeah.
Why is the internet annoying?
I don't know, because everyone thinks they're important and they're not.
Where is that coming from?
Like the internet commenters?
Where is that coming from?
Like all the commenters.
On our playlist?
No, not on ours. I mean everywhere.
Have a Merry Christmas to you guys.
You too.
Bye-bye.
And I really enjoy your show, and I'm looking forward to another year.
Thank you. We're going to bring it in the new year.
Are we?
Yeah, because I'm going to tell the funniest joke ever.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait. Hi, you're on the radio. Maybe it'll happen tonight.
Hey, what's going on? I turn my car on. Mm-hmm. I go to 911, and y'all ain't on the radio.
It's broken.
The transmitter's down.
Oh, but well, not forever, though, right?
No.
All just right, during our like, show.
Yeah, just now.
All right, shoot, because like, I got nervous. I don't want my hard-earned dollars to go to waste.
People are going to worry about us that something's wrong.
No, I turned on the app, and I heard you on there, but, you know, I like listening on the radio.
Ooh, I like it. We should have people make, like, missing milk cartons stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean,
people can call 911 and
no,
say...
No, don't say that.
Just joking.
They will.
No,
what's
they should.
What's the topic, anyways?
I don't know. We kind of don't have one because we don't have any listeners, so what's the point of even trying, you know?
Just kind of hanging out, huh?
Thank God we're okay, though.
What are you guys doing tonight?
Let's talk about what we're grateful for. For instance, we're still alive.
Hashtag gratitude. I hate that.
And regardless of whether the transmitter's down, we still have a radio show, even if no one's listening.
A hit radio show.
Well, I'm listening. That's all that matters.
Thanks.
Okay, well, I guess I'll catch you next week, gals.
No, you won't. We're out of town the next 2 weeks.
Oh, all right. Well, thanks for the heads up.
No problem.
Shut up, weirdo girls, huh?
Hey! Who's that?
That's, you know, it's my associate.
Oh, I like that. I have an associate. Her name is Michelle.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, he didn't know about the show, and I said, you gotta listen to these girls. They're all right.
They're all right.
Thanks, buddy. Tell your associate we said hello.
Oh, he can hear you.
Oh, okay. Bye, buddies.
All right, so long.
Bye, pals. Hey, it's the Shut Up, Weirdo Girls. Hey, when I was going home the other day from your birthday... I was walking outside of my apartment, and the guy who delivers pizza from Best Pizza across the street got out of his car, and he said, nice bag. And I looked at him, and he was wearing an FMU shirt, and I said, nice sweatshirt. And then he said, how do you know
and
FMU?
He, like, tried to rape you?
Because he had an FMU shirt on.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, no, this is my show. And he said, oh, are you Frangry?
Best Christmas present you could have ever given
And I
me.
Said, no, I'm the other one.
Whatever, we got that note, and I'm just your co-host.
His name was Chris, and he was really sweet, and he's a pizza delivery man.
I like that he thought you were me. That's the best part of the story.
For you. People always get excited and ask me if I'm you.
Really?
So they're like, oh, shut up, weirdo, and then I say, yeah, that's my show, and they say, are you Frankry?
How come that doesn't happen to me?
I don't know.
They probably see me and run.
I saw you on the train once before I knew you, before I even volunteered here. You had your Frangry Shut Up Weirdo bag.
I did?
Yeah, I texted my boyfriend. I said, I just saw Frangry on the train.
Why don't you say, hey, are you Frangry? I love you. One day I'm going to be your co-host.
I didn't say that.
You should have said, one day you're going to be my co-host. Hi, you're on the radio. Hello, you're on the radio.
I'm on the radio now.
Now, right this second.
I love you guys. You guys are the best.
You sound really dirty.
You sound really high.
Oh, that's not true. I love you guys. And let's get this started. Hey.
Woohoo!
Party.
FMU, baby.
Yeah, I'm into it.
What's your name?
You guys are my best friends I ever knew. And I'm going to put you down on the Christmas list.
Woo! 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 Yeah.
Woo!
Like it.
Woo-hoo.
What's your name, buddy?
This is Terrence from Gowanzapan, New York, baby.
Woo. Where?
Gowanzapan?
Hey!
Hey, Terrence, I like you. You're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour, and you might win a free T-shirt.
All right. Good enough for me, baby. Love you. Woo.
Have a good one. Woo!
Woo! Terrence. I like him, is the note that was just written down.
With an exclamation point.
So who, should we play who can get you to like
Dale
them
says,
the most?
This guy is masturbating.
Do you think so?
Probably. Chances are the answer is yes.
I don't know. Men aren't good at multitasking, so I doubt it. Frankly. What are you laughing at? What's so funny?
ADL on the comments board says, how about this for a topic? What's down in your life? For Frangry and Michelle, it's the transmitter, and he called us Fran Me, not into it. For Spike, it's his gums. For this caller, I worry it's his pants.
Why did everyone think he was masturbating?
Because he sounded like he was masturbating.
I didn't think so.
Marcel says, damn, no one is going to top Terrence.
Hi, Marcel. I like Marcel. He's nice.
Robin says, I get the feeling Terrence wakes up on the toilet bowl every once in a while.
There's Robin with the Christmas spirit.
I love Terrence.
Terrence sounded awesome.
Woo! Yeah.
Woo! Baby. Baby.
Hi, you're on the radio. Oh, call back. Come on. We don't have many. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frankie. Hi, Michelle. It's just Ted.
Hi, thank you. My new headphones are amazing.
Thank you.
I haven't complained once.
You're welcome. You know, it's funny because I got them for you because you always have problems with the equipment there and, of course, the transmitter stuff.
Can you buy us a new transmitter?
Hey, at least my headphones work.
You know, I'm sorry, but I really don't even think that Marconi could solve all the station equipment issues.
Yeah, that's true.
So... I guess, since you don't have a topic, I just wanted to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and thanks for being on the radio and cheering me up when I was sick and everything, and it really helped me a lot when I was having a hard time.
That's really sweet. Thanks.
That's why I wanted to give you something a little extra special this time.
Thanks, Just Ted. That's really sweet.
I feel the same. This show helps me out when I have a hard time, too.
Me too. That's what we're here for.
Yep. And because we're born entertainers.
Yeah, that too. We're superstars.
Yes, you are.
Mm-hmm. Happy holidays, Just Ted.
Thanks again.
That? I said happy holidays. Hey, how's that Wikipedia entry coming?
Oh, actually, I got an email back from the second guy that rejected it. He said he was going to look into it, so I have to email him back and see, you know. But it's basically the same reason. It's not enough.
All right. So we need some press, basically.
But we were on that AV Club thing.
I know. We put that in there.
It's on there, too.
All right. We'll keep working on it.
They're douchebags.
Okay.
I don't know if I can say that. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
All right. Have a good one.
All right. Bye-bye.
My throat hurt so bad last night, I was laying there wondering if I could die from a sore throat.
Did you drink tea with honey?
No, I was trying to sleep.
Hmm.
My ears sound clogged, too.
I hate being sick. Did you get the flu shot?
No.
I got the flu shot. I haven't gotten sick.
Oh, man.
And you have to fly?
I know.
You're going to get
so sick.
Didn't you get sick last year?
Yep.
You get sick a lot.
No, I get sick this time of year.
A lot.
I don't have a spleen. Stop picking on me because I'm different than you.
Maybe Santa will bring you a spleen for Christmas.
I'm just special, not weird.
We're all special.
Call us at 201-209-9368. Mr. Johnny says we should talk about the Shut Up Weirdo highlights of 2014. His favorite is when Michelle almost puked on the air. Mine is when we won the marathon.
That was fun. You know, we got to get our premium in order.
We got to come up with our stunts,
You made
too.
Me bleed.
Wait, maybe we should ask what they think we should do as our stunts.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, yeah. What do you guys think we should do as our stunts? We need two.
You're going to pierce your belly button.
No, I'm not.
You're going to get a tattoo.
Okay, but let me tell them the rules. The problem here is that...
Franny likes to do sexy, naked stuff.
And you want to do gross stuff that'll make me throw up.
Disgusting stuff.
Yeah.
So maybe we can combine sex... and disgustingness somehow.
Isn't that already one of the same?
Isn't sex already disgusting?
Depending on
the way I do it, it is.
Yes. Oh, and that's why I love this show.
I don't care if my parents aren't listening.
And I don't care if no one's laughing, because you know what? I am.
Trying to remember all the funny
all
jokes
the way
I
to the
told
bank.
In 2014. There are so many. We do need a stunt idea. Ugh. And we need a premium idea. We have so much.
No, let's do stunts first.
All right, stunts.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, I came out of your signal, but I put it on the internet on my phone, and then I found out I got lucky. That's the only way to listen.
Yeah, the transmitter's down.
I love getting lucky.
Yeah, I mean, you never know. I mean, whatever happens, happens. But I have to drive home an hour and a half, so, you know, I was happy I could hear it.
Thank you.
What do you think we should do as our marathon stunts this year?
Marathon stunts, well, if you have a sore throat, you have to eat raw garlic.
Ew.
True.
Not
just
happening.
Swallow it.
I hate garlic.
Just swallow it.
No, I'll gargle warm water with salt.
Yeah, that too, but I've learned, like, you have to, like, grab something with the, like, you have to make it saltier than the Atlantic Ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Really work.
Yeah. Crazy salty.
Really?
Yeah. Like, insanely salty.
Okay.
And, but, it, you know, and you end up gagging, but I found if I grab something really tight, then I don't gag on the salt water.
What do you grab?
You have to grab a long, you know, like the pole on the...
The pole?
Grab a real long pole of the towel rack.
And then
I don't gag.
The pole. The towel rack.
I like to grab the pole.
Me too.
And gargle.
Oh my God, Michelle! I hope your parents aren't listening.
What? There's another meeting?
Nope.
All right. Well, God bless. Have a nice new year.
You too.
Have a good one.
You.
Ooh, I want a hot toddy so bad right now.
I want to see you eat 90 hot dogs during the marathon.
I would probably throw up after 3, dude.
That's okay. You know what, son, I wish we would have thought of?
The licking of the bathroom floor.
Yeah.
I don't think I would have done that.
You would for 20 grand. Every woman has her price.
Is that what you'll choke on the pole for? 201-209-9368. I have major muffin top today.
Oh, I have an awesome outfit on today.
Wait, and then when I pull them up to get rid of the muffin top, I get the camel toe.
Hmm.
It's all happening over here. This is a rough month for me.
It is. Glasses, camel toe, muffin top.
I'm, like, so fat, and I turned old.
I turned old.
I turned old overnight.
I turned off overnight.
Like, one day to the next. Okay, so Ken from Hyde Park says, for the stunt, eat ice cream until you get an ice cream headache.
Oh, no, that would hurt so much. It hurts my teeth to eat cold things. What else? I don't want to bleed this
now
year.
Now they're all talking about your dirty little poll comment.
Last year I bled.
That was a mistake. A genuine mistake.
Last year you made me bleed. You split my lip. I had to get 2 stitches.
You didn't have to get stitches.
I'm trying to milk it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're good at milking it.
Wow, you're a mess.
Why?
You're just like put your finger in your ear and
it was itchy.
Dug it out.
It was itchy. What do you do when your ear's itchy?
That.
At least I didn't go like this.
I like to look at things that come out of my body. Right?
I like to look at things going in my body, too.
Yeah.
Gross.
Disgusting.
What's wrong with us? Hi, you're on the radio. Oh, damn it.
I don't like it when we have too much time on our hands, because then things come out.
Yeah, we say too many things.
She said too much.
Things come out, for sure.
Yep.
209-9368. I'm sick. I didn't go to work today.
201-209-9368. This is Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU, and this is our last show of the year.
It's so good, too. We're really going out with a bang.
Yep, killing it.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi, Michelle. Hi, Frangry.
Hi.
Is a premium the same as a stunt?
No.
Oh.
But.
Well, what if you, auctioned off or gave away or whatever you call it, like a therapy session?
For someone to give us therapy?
No. No, for you guys to give someone therapy.
I guess we kind of did that with Foodbed.
No, we did it.
Did?
We did it with our old show.
Yeah, we added another advice show.
Oh, you did?
That might
work. Ew.
What?
Ew.
What?
Dale says maybe the stunt could be Frangry popping the zits on Michelle's back.
I don't have zits on my back.
You don't?
No.
Really?
Everyone has one every now and then.
I don't have zits on my back.
Ever.
Nope.
Bull.
I don't.
I almost said the SH word.
Yeah. No, I don't get zits on my back.
Maybe the stunt should involve pork roll. Oh, boy. We need a stunt.
We do need a stunt.
Okay, so therapy lessons. That's an option.
That
Thanks,
is an option.
Sister.
I pledge for that.
You
I mean,
are?
I'm far away, but, like, I think it'd be really fun. Like, I don't know, because I'm a girl, so, like, Suzed would maybe be weird for me.
No way.
That'd be more fun. We'd be less weird about it.
I don't know. I feel awkward, but I would love
You're not
to
the only
sit
one.
Across the table from you guys and just get, like, your full attention and just be able to talk to you about everything.
Hmm. Okay, well, think about All that. Right. Have a good one.
Okay, too.
She is cute.
Call us at 201-209-9368. What should we do for our marathon stunts? I wonder if we're on the air yet. Probably not. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I'm on the radio right now.
Right this second.
Oh, in a second, okay.
No, right this second.
No, right now. You are live on the radio.
Oh, I think I'm listening to you guys on the internet. I'm from Brazil. It's the first time I've heard this show.
Cool.
Ever.
Welcome.
Yeah, and I'd like to ask, you're affiliated with any universities or anything?
No, it's an independent nonprofit radio station. It used to be affiliated with a university
okay.
a long time ago.
I understand. I would like to plug my own university radio from Brazil here.
No, we don't do that. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. Is this I'm Worth It?
It can be.
You got twice as many listeners tonight.
You think?
You think?
No way. Nobody's I think listening.
It's your best show ever.
This is our best show ever? That's sad.
That can't be true.
Radio in the dark.
Michelle is making some good jokes, though.
You hated I'm
right
Worth
now?
It?
Oh, I liked I'm Worth It. I just divulged too much personal information.
That was a fun show.
Thanks.
You know what would have happened if you had walked up to Frangry on the train that day?
She would have gave me a mean look.
No.
Your entire like space-time continuum would have gone in a
Yeah, we probably wouldn't be co-hosts.
State.
Because then you'd just be the girl who knew who I was on the train. Crazy how one thing can change your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
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 So what should we do for our marathon stunts? I bet you have a good idea.
I don't have a clue.
Nothing?
I mean, I was thinking of, like, stuff pouring on you, kind of like the mud wrestling thing, but it's just, like, everything gets complicated and involved.
Yeah.
I mean, like, Jell-O or, you know, you gotta get stuff, and then you gotta set up, like, a clean area next to the studio.
It's okay. We can set up clean areas.
I'd like to put our syrup in your hair.
That's so gross.
Dude, that was the thing, syrup or, like, you know, like motor oil, because motor oil is cheaper, more viscous, whatever, but, like, how does it get to your skin?
That's
Is
sick.
That, like, bad for you if you
yeah,
get motor
that's
oil?
That's bad for you.
I was thinking
you.
So, yeah, because I was thinking of a cheap thing, like, you know, like...
And
know,
the fumes.
Or chocolate.
What about chocolate?
Maybe we should sniff glue.
Will we really get messed up?
Yeah.
Does that really work?
Yeah. Towns Van Sant used to huff glue, and all his teeth got glued shut one time, and he was so high, they just took a hammer, like a ballpoint hammer to his teeth. Yes, this is in the documentary. And they just, like, knocked out all his teeth because he couldn't breathe at all because he was, like, all stuffed up from huffing all the glue, and his mouth was, like, glued shut.
Like, what kind of glue?
The proper way to do it is you get a paper bag with, like, a piece of cardboard on the bottom, and you pour a bunch of tester's glue on top of it, and you kind of breathe in and out, but you don't want to get it stuck to your face.
I am not doing that.
Yeah, we could huff glue.
It's horrible.
It doesn't sound like it's a good example for the younger listeners.
Bong hits?
Okay.
Not a good example.
Oh, never mind.
I'm going to take a beta blocker right before so I'm, like, pumped.
What's a beta blocker?
It takes away all your anxiety symptoms so you don't realize
don't
you're
you
having
take those
anxiety.
Every day?
No, I don't take those every day.
I'm going
to. I've never taken a beta blocker in my life.
Oh. All right.
How about feats of strength?
Like arm wrestling? I'm stronger than her.
Yeah, there's no competition there.
And I have blind rage. And I'll have a rage blackout and kill her.
Okay.
Still think it'll be your best show ever tonight, girls.
All right. Thanks. Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Evening. You're looking for ideas for a marathon?
Yeah, for our
for
stunts.
Our stunts.
For a stunt.
Stunts.
Like eating something foul but not dangerous is always a classic.
Frangry doesn't want to do that.
Nothing like, not even something simple like butter, like a whole stick of butter.
Ew, I can't.
Salted butter.
It sounds bad.
I would lose.
Or what about, nothing like personal and embarrassing, but...
Yes.
Yes. Well, if you get like a diary from when you were a kid, that's always a classic too.
Ooh, if I had one, that'd be a good one.
What if we make...
What? What?
What if you raffle off pancake?
Absolutely not.
For a week?
No. Absolutely
not. Would you have access to, like, a microscope or something?
What the hell would you be doing then to compare to that?
Hmm.
Exactly. No, absolutely not. In fact, I'm offended you even suggested it.
I would never, ever auction off my lovey.
Your lovey.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, buddy. Have a good one.
You too.
But I'd like to see you eat, like, a bunch of deviled eggs and then barf.
Why do you want to see me barf so bad?
I don't want to see you barf.
I want to see you get a fake spray tan.
I would get a fake spray tan.
Well, then there goes the stunt, because we don't want to do anything that isn't totally hurting one of us. Otherwise, it's not a stunt.
How about we cut your hair?
Someone said blind haircuts. No. I mean, it's not happening.
I have nothing except this hair.
Piercings are the funniest, I think.
You're going to get your belly button pierced.
Well, so are you then.
I'm not getting my belly button pierced.
Okay, then stop saying I am. Whatever we do it together.
How about a tattoo? You could get a tattoo.
That's not the same because you already have tattoos.
No, I don't.
Yeah, no, no, you don't. I don't know what I'm talking about. I totally made that up.
What?
That's not fair.
What's not fair?
Tickle torture.
I don't like it when people tickle
Ooh,
me.
I don't like it
when people tickle me.
Oh my god,
me.
I wish everyone could have seen your face right now. Oh my god, are you gonna throw up again?
No, that's so gross. The thought of like you tickling me is disgusting.
Are you thinking about licking it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how you lick it.
You wanna lick me while I'm tickling you.
No, I don't want like getting tickled is so weird. It doesn't feel good.
Nobody thinks it feels good.
Some people like giggle.
Yeah,
if I ever giggled in front of anyone, I would want to kill myself.
I would give anything to have a video camera on you right now.
That's gross. Who tickles people? That's so gross.
It is gross. It makes me gag. It makes me want to gag. Okay, so I guess we're not having a tickle challenge.
Yeah.
Although that sounds like a good idea considering your reaction.
Who tickles people?
I don't know, little kids? We have a full board.
How would you ever tickle anyone?
How is that even possible?
Like, if a grown man ever was like, tickle, tickle.
Like, if some dude dating you tried to tickle you, what would you do? Would you jump him?
I would kick him out of my home immediately and be like, never, ever talk to me again.
This is so fun. I love this show. You're like...
Like, soft touches are one thing, but, like, to actually be, like...
Like, hard tickle?
Like, tickle under your arm or something? Like, that's so disgusting. That's, like, what pervert uncles do or something. It's so gross.
That's what pervert uncles do. Hi, you're on the radio. This is our best show ever.
Every show is the best show ever.
That's true. We get worse. But somehow we get better.
Only gotten better.
Yeah.
As we get worse, we get better.
Yeah. As we get worse, we get better.
And as you get better and worse.
Thanks, buddy. Do you have an
idea? Whatever did happen to Tommy O'Shea?
He hasn't called in a while.
I don't know. I think maybe
he was super drunk, and I never heard from him again.
Maybe he just is in rehab or something.
Maybe he's
in trouble with the law.
No one knows. Call Tommy. Call. I think a good stunt for you would be reverse striptease. Hear me out. You're going to start fully dressed, jeans and t-shirt, and you're going to try to put on as many bras and panties on top of your clothes as you possibly can. And so they rip until it's just impossible, like, just layer it on, like an everlasting gobstopper of clothing. Until it's uncomfortable to walk, you're sweating, and then, you know, you need, like, two hands to put the bra on top of the other 16 bras. I think that'd be fun to watch.
That's weird.
You are so weird. Would you like to tickle us while we do it?
He's one of the few men who wants to see you put more clothes on.
Yeah.
You have to put your own clothes on. I'm not a pervert.
Oh, okay. You're not a pervert.
Well, I am a pervert. Good thing we cleared that up. That way.
What's wrong? Are you going to swallow?
I just spilled water all over myself.
Are you going to be okay?
No, I didn't. Just kidding. Yeah, I think I'm fine. Thanks. I was just kidding. That didn't really happen.
You scared me.
Oh, man. Okay, thanks for calling. Let us know if you come up with something else.
I will. I'll try.
All right, have a good one.
Would you swallow a live fish?
No. I own one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Are you going to be okay? Right now? Hey.
Whoa.
Simmer down.
Okay, I'm calm.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, so do you want to hear what I think you should do?
Go. Yes.
All right. I think you should get two cats, each of you raise them, and be very good owners of them for maybe a month or two, and you want to train them to eat pudding so that you can have a pudding-eating contest.
The cats would compete each other eating pudding?
Cats eating pudding.
Listen, this sounds too complicated. It's got to be something where at the end of the show we either do it or we don't. There's no training.
I just went to... I love pudding.
Okay, but you have to get to know your cat and then train it to be a good.
No, that's not a good one. That's not a good stunt.
I have a better one. A better one.
Okay.
What if you were to have a cook-off?
What would we make?
Chili.
That's not a stunt, buddy.
You're so weird, dude.
Shut up, weirdo.
You're so alive? Yes, he is. Thank you very much. He's so cute. 201-209-9368. We want to know what ideas you guys have for our marathon stunts, since we don't really, I don't know. I have to go to the bathroom.
Nope. I'm so hungry.
I'm not. I just want to get in my bed and drink a hot toddy.
I'm going to do that when I get home.
I don't have hot toddy materials. What do I need?
Whiskey, honey, lemon, and hot water.
Can I make it with tequila? I don't have whiskey. I don't think I have honey either. I don't think I have lemon. I have hot water.
Some people put tea in their hot toddy.
That sounds delicious.
Some people don't.
Call us at 201-209-9368. What should we do for our marathon stunt?
Can I burn you with hot water?
No, what the hell?
I'm just saying.
Why do you want to burn me?
I'm not your face.
Oh, thanks, Michelle. Can I just kick you in between the...
You want to kick me in my...
Can I just knee you in the...
No, you can't knee me in the...
Why not?
Because it'll hurt.
I know, but it'll be really funny. Can you imagine?
How much money?
20.
20 grand you want to knee me in my...
Yeah.
And what would I get to do to you?
Maybe we just knee each other in the...
I could punch you in your boob.
Ow! No way! That would hurt so bad.
You don't think getting kneed in the... would hurt?
Wait, I think we have one of our shows. I'll knee you in the... And you'll punch me in the boob.
I'm going to punch your boob real hard.
I'm going to knee you so hard in the... You'll never want to... again.
That's really mean. What would that be like?
I don't know. Mine's going to hurt way more, I think.
I'm going to punch you with one hand and give you a twister with the other.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. We should just give each other booby twisters.
No, that would hurt.
Blindfolded. I think we should do something blindfolded.
I don't like feeling vulnerable.
Yeah, but isn't that what a stunt is about? Feelings that you don't want to feel? Like a pie in your face?
How about if we dump you in a tank filled with piranhas?
This is making my stomach hurt. It makes me want to go to the bathroom. Just talking about this is making me nervous. No, I'm not going in a dunk tank full of piranhas, but thanks for the suggestion.
Okay, how about...
Mr. Johnny says, how about Frankie and Michelle drink lots of water and see who can hold their pee the longest? That's not good for you. But neither of them seem to be able to make it through a whole show.
You could eat a worm.
I am not eating a worm.
The tequila worm?
Spanking contest.
We could take ayahuasca.
We'll already be drunk.
Oh, yeah.
We could dance.
I love to dance.
Oh, I suck. A cooking contest in a completely dark room.
Ouch, we would burn ourselves on that hot cheese.
I'd burn you with that hot cheese. 201-209-9368. We need ideas for our marathon stunts. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frank Green. Hi, Michelle. It's Kevlicky.
Hi, Kevlicky. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Very good. Happy holidays.
You as well.
And happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So what's up? You got any ideas?
Nothing too great, but I was just kind of thinking that you could do whippets and see who could do a handstand the longest.
I love whippets.
No.
I love whippets, too.
Why not?
Because I don't want to do drugs.
It's not drugs. It's not chemicals.
Aren't drugs chemicals?
Yeah. But listen, when was the last time you did a whippet?
Never.
See, you'd love it. Station manager Ken might like that one.
No way.
He probably loves whippets.
He probably does. What about something with helium balloons?
That's embarrassing.
Yeah, you could do the end of the show on helium.
You're listening to WMUV Storage.
So sad.
And then somebody could come and tickle you.
A silly string fight with Cheese Whiz.
Yum.
Mr. Johnny says, yawning contest? Frangry wins. Sorry, I'm really tired. I took medicine. The ice weirdo challenge.
What does that mean?
Like the ice bucket challenge.
Oh.
Wait, we should make our weirdos do that during the marathon.
Ice bucket themselves?
Yeah. But we'll call it the ice weirdo challenge. I don't know. It's just social media. We're just trying to get viral, okay?
Oh, yeah.
All right, Kevlicky, thanks for hanging out with us while we do a really bad show.
Well, good luck for the rest of it. All right, I'm enjoying it.
Have a good one.
Yeah, have a happy new year.
You too.
You too.
Wait, I'm really into the ice weirdo challenge.
Just tell me more.
Okay, you've seen it, right?
People get a bucket of ice water dumped on them.
Yeah, and then they nominate three people to do it.
To cure
it was like
cancer,
yeah,
or something?
Some sort of thing, I don't know. Maybe we should start something like that for the FMU marathon. It doesn't have to be Shut Up Weirdo, it could be FMU marathon.
And people do that, why?
I don't know, because it went viral. I don't understand.
You can't just copy someone else's idea.
No, we'll do something else.
What?
Ray on the comments board says, my cousin is a Sagittarius and she is a slut. I think that wins for best comment we've ever received that has nothing to do with anything.
He's probably wanted to say that for years.
Nice, Ray, you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour and you might win a free t-shirt. It's between Ray and Terrence at this point.
And Terrence, what was his deal?
I like him.
Amazing.
With an exclamation point at the end of my sentence.
How will you ever choose?
I don't know.
Decisions are the worst.
Oh, boy.
201-209-9368. You think the transmitter's back?
Nope. Someone just said it still wasn't up. Look at the fancy bag my headphones come in.
I have a fancy bag for my headphones, too.
Whatever, mine's better.
They're the same.
Mine's still better.
Would you walk on hot coals?
No, I'd probably burn myself.
Yeah, they're hot coals.
I'll do striptease.
What?
I'll do, like, if we make it up to 20, we'll strip every X amount of money. But obviously we'll be wearing a lot of clothes when we get in there.
It's so sad. You'll be, like, stripping and I'll be, like, eating deviled eggs in the corner for my dare. I'm not stripping.
No, we have to do the same dare. But they'll never see us naked because we'll wear so much clothes. We'll map it out so that no matter what our goal is,
they we'll can't always say that now.
Oh. Yeah, you're right. I just told them our secret. Right?
I don't want to take my clothes off on the radio.
Nobody will see you. Everyone's talking about cutting each other's hair.
We're not cutting my hair. People have seen my hair. They don't want me to cut it.
Would you walk on hot cheese?
How about a knife fight?
What the hell? We're not in, like, the ghetto here.
We're Hispanic.
That's true. Hey, you're on the radio.
Yeah, hi. Do you guys know you're off the air?
Yes, we know.
Oh, you know.
That's why we're just hanging out talking to each other.
Stay on the phone and listen to you guys?
That's why we're kind of just hanging out.
There's an app for that.
Yeah, I wish I was down there with you.
Honestly, sorry, you're not missing much.
Well, have a good holiday.
You too.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Bye.
Dale wants us to shave each other. Like our...
Maybe we could shave your eyebrows.
Oh, my God! How come everything you suggest is what you want to do to me? You know we have to do it together. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Remen near San Francisco.
Hi.
First time calling. I've heard you before.
Welcome.
How about either beer pong or naked twister for your marathon gigs?
But those aren't really stunts. I mean, I guess naked twisters, but we're not getting naked on video, so...
Flame throwing?
Yeah. Flame okay, throwing. Let's do flame throwing. Genius. All right, have a good one.
I have a good
snake
idea.
Snake charming.
How about if I spit in your mouth?
That, you are a sick individual. Do you know that about yourself?
Like one phlegm globber for 20 grand.
I might throw up on the air right now.
And you just, I can lean over you and phlegm globber into your mouth and you can just swallow it.
You realize that I'll have to do it to you too. That's the point of the stunt,
20 grand, I do it to you. 40 grand, you can do it to me.
Right, that's funny, Michelle.
Okay, how about this? I'll phlegm globber into your mouth.
Okay.
And then for 40 grand, it'll make you barf, and then you can barf into my mouth.
Okay, I will absolutely barf into your mouth for 20 grand.
40 grand.
20 grand.
40 grand.
20.
40.
20.
What about the phlegm globber in your mouth?
20. No, we're not doing that.
Just that I'm just spitballing.
Thanks,
here.
Yeah, I'll spitball your face. Hi, you're
Hello?
On the radio.
Can I spit in your face?
No!
Yeah?
Hi, you're on the radio. Goodbye. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hi.
So I have some good ideas, I think.
Okay, go.
Okay. So the first one is you take a pair of pantyhose and you put it on your head, all right? And there's an orange down in the bottom, like in the toe of it.
Uh-huh.
And you've got a circle of red plastic cups around you. And you hold your hands behind your back and you have to knock them all down with the orange.
Oh my.
That's elaborate. Have you done it before?
Yes.
When?
It's hilarious.
Oh my God, we might have to do this.
How did you think of that?
Oh, I didn't think of it. I got it from somewhere else, but it was just a riot, though.
That sounds really weird and funny.
It's really funny. I got more. You want some more?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, and the whole thing is you've got a minute to do it.
Okay. Oh, really?
You have to knock down all the cups in 1 minute.
Okay.
Oh, that sounds so embarrassing.
This is good. I think we just got our stunt. Go ahead.
I don't want to do that.
So give us more. One, how about how many, you know those little mini marshmallows?
Yeah.
How many little baby mini marshmallows can you get from one plate to the other plate in a minute? Whoever does it the fastest wins.
With your mouth?
With a straw. I forgot that part. With a straw.
That seems hard.
What else you got?
I like that pantyhose
one.
Oreo
on your forehead. Try to get it down to your mouth without using any, like, hand. Not so good.
I think your orange with the pantyhose might be a winner.
Yeah.
There's that one.
What's your name?
Rachel.
Rachel, you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour. And we might actually do that one for one of our shows.
Wahoo!
All right, it'll be dedicated to you.
Thanks.
All right, listen. That's awesome. You might win a free t-shirt.
Excellent.
All right, have a good one.
You too, thanks. Bye.
Of course, the ladies bring it.
Yeah, they know what's up.
All right, so we got one down. We need one more.
All right. I still like my phlegm globber in your mouth.
Okay, it's not happening. Let's do something to Ken. Because he always does our second show.
Like what?
Something mean.
And by mean...
Hi, you're on the radio.
Has someone suggested doing a firewalk yet?
Yes, no, I did.
Firewalk?
Yeah, not happening.
How about, like, just a whole bunch of, like, single Legos or jacks?
What?
Like, walking across a whole bunch of Legos. That'll hurt.
Ouch! You. That sounds awful.
It's mind over matter.
I could handle.
I like the way he talks. It's mind over matter.
How hard could it be? They're just Legos. You've stepped on a Lego before.
I think that wouldn't be so bad.
Yeah, but maybe it's not bad enough.
How about tacks?
Thumbtacks?
Mm-hmm.
Ew, my feet are beautiful and soft.
Jacks. Like when you play jacks with the ball, it's got to be a children's toy. That's what makes it funny.
Oh.
And like action figures would be okay. Barbie heads? Walk across a pit of lukewarm Barbie heads? I'd be impressed.
How about I get to shoot you with a BB gun?
Me?
No, Frangry.
Maybe.
Okay.
Doesn't that hurt?
I let my ex-boyfriend shoot me in the butt with a BB gun once, and it didn't hurt that much.
No, it's not that bad.
Like naked skin?
I've been hit with a BB gun before.
All right, have a good one.
Thank you.
What is that? Rare? I don't know what word that is. Rarick Snake, whatever his name is, says his topic suggestion is, why am I sticky?
That's so cute.
Or gross.
And gross.
Everyone is horrified by the Lego walk.
Why?
They'd rather get waterboarded.
Are you kidding me?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, first-time caller, long-time listener.
Welcome.
So, I have a few ideas. One of them involves, I'm not sure how it would end up this way, but it would involve pouring syrup in Ken's hair.
That's the finale of the stunt, but we don't know what we do to get there.
Yeah, we gotta get there. I'm not sure how to get there.
We make a human pancake out of Ken.
That's pretty good.
Pancake.
Yeah, no.
Ken cake.
Ken cake.
The other one I have is you guys have a rap battle with the
no
DJ that's on.
No way!
Billy Jam can help us.
I can't rap.
Yeah, we could have a freestyle rap battle. Like old school style.
How do you prepare for that? Does it have to rhyme?
I don't know. He could probably help you prepare.
No, I can't rhyme.
Yeah, dude, let's rhyme. Let's have a wrap-off.
No, it'll be so embarrassing, Michelle. I hope you realize what you're saying.
Yeah, we're going to battle.
I think I'd rather get...
We're going to battle.
I'd rather get a belly button piercing.
We're going to battle.
I'd rather you loogie in my mouth.
Freestyle battle.
And then the end result could be maybe a loogie in your mouth.
No. Okay. Goodbye. I'm hanging up on you. Awful ideas.
Show's almost over.
lick the syrup out of Ken's hair while tickling each other. Then he can have it painted and hung in the studio.
How can you tickle people if they have syrup all over them?
I guess you just have to not pay attention to the syrup.
Hmm. Oh, really? We're back.
Oh, great. Just in time for the last 2 minutes.
Just in time for Billy Jam.
Yeah.
I had a word about a
coon. 201-209-9368. Hi, you're on the radio.
Are you still looking for stunts?
Yeah.
What if you were to buy a small box of feeder crickets from a pet store and do like an Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom thing where you hide like a key in a box of crickets and you've got to fish it out with your hand?
That sounds really gross, but it could work.
Gross, but doable, right?
Yeah. Gross, but I'm not, like, dying. But I still don't want to do
right.
it.
Right.
Did you just, like, get grossed out?
That would be gross.
Yeah, that's gross.
Yeah.
I like it, though. I'm writing it down. We got to remember this one.
Live crickets.
All right, buddy. Have a good one.
You too.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good, how are you? What's your idea for a stunt?
Okay. You make a little saddle for a rat to wear, like a horse saddle, but it goes on a rat, so that a mouse can ride a rat, like a horse, with little boots on, and a vest, and a little hat.
Oh, yeah, that sounds really good.
And then they can jump from the coffee table across the canyon to the couch. That's the stunt.
And
that's the part with the stunt.
And that's the show.
Fantastic.
Thanks
for calling. Have a good one.
We're done.
Rachel, you're the winner. Email me your t-shirt size and mailing address to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org. At least we got one stunt out of tonight's show. We need one more.
All right.
If anyone has any ideas, you can email us.
You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 and online at WFMU.org. We'll be playing a repeat next week and we'll be back in January, so happy holidays and happy new year. Stay tuned for Billy.
But not till January 9th.
Aw, man.
And recording using two phones, basically. Yeah. One with a beat, one with no beat.
He's very young, do you know? But he got, like, the tour bus to write it, did. So when the tour bus started writing, it was, like, myself and Bush, you know? Myself and B were writing away, and we were in the course. That's where we met John. And then he brought in G. So then he said, oh, lads, you're actually good, you know? So he said, do you mind if we bring in the fella that asked us to do it, who told us to bring us in, and I mean, who got us into music? And he was like, yeah, I do, sure, why not? And we went from there. We went down to, what was it, Rap Camp, is it?
Yeah, Rap Camp. Rap Camp for a good while. 2014, we just made music-wise anyway, with the fact of Electric Picnic, the Astros, Inside Astros, Golden. Like, we've never done anything musically hard to anyone. One with a beat, one with no beat. One with a beat, one with a beat, one with a beat, one with a beat, one with a beat.
I'm a no-beat, right around 2006, in the model, in the American model, which is gangs, drugs, things like that, there's not a hell of a lot for Irish people to talk about. So
and
you ended
Irish
up with
people do, it ends up being embarrassing.
It ends up being very embarrassing. So the alternative is you have to rap about being on the dole. That's not interesting at all. That's rapping about civil servants. So what we kind of did in 2008 is, like, I'm a massive, massive hip-hop fan, and I really, really loved hip-hop and wanted to be a rapper, but I didn't want to rap about the dole. So I started rapping about greyhounds, and I started rapping about retarded birds of prey. Do you know what I mean? So, and I took that from, I mean, Irish literature. Irish literature only came into its own with the likes of James Joyce and Flann O'Brien. But what they did is they took the natural tendency towards madness and surreal stuff that exists within Irish culture, going as far back as the likes of the Táin. This is a 1500-year-old book. But the stuff they're talking about is mad, like Cú Chulainn taking down a flock of swans with one stone. And that translated itself then through history, through the Gaelic revival, into the likes of Flann O'Brien, who responded against the Gaelic revival by going, "Those lads are talking out of their arse. I don't believe what they're doing by reviving Irish mythology. I think it's a show, so I'm going to turn it on its head by doing nonsense." That's what Flann O'Brien did. So we just kind of borrowed from that Flann O'Brien thing, which is like, we want to do rap, to do rap, to do rap, to do rap. How do we make it Irish? The way we made it Irish was being silly boys. But God knows, they flipped it. They're now actually talking about something legitimate, and you're dealing with hip-hop. That is, the word in hip-hop that's always used is keeping it real. I can't keep it real because I've nothing to talk about, so I have to rap about greyhounds. The boys actually can keep it real. Do you know? Do you know? Do you know?
If there was something I would wanted in life, it would be you. If there was something that he wanted in life, it would be Susie. Seen his own brother dead and now he's having good old blues. His mother had to find out by listening to the news, because she dropped what she had and she hit the floor. Could you picture what it's like to lose one of your own? She's gone mad, she's in the screaming down phones. That's another son gone, she can't take it no more. Her blood is dripping to the floor, it's going like a waterfall. And she sits there in silence with his picture on the wall, because she said that he was this and she said he was that. But now that she's hair broken, she takes it all back. His hours on her mind, she hasn't time to think. It's been 2 years since he went and she still didn't blink. And what about the male? Your face is still pale. This life's a tragic tale. Like,
a town told off a Swedish guy. He had
help me out in Stockholm with a DUI and a stockade brown. When you comes to town, I stole cocaine off my nephew's friend. I did it with the fellas at the AGM. And Eleanor from A&R refused me again, so I did that thing at the Holiday Inn. My wife sells cheese on the internet. I think about her sister when we're intimate. Her family and friends, they don't like me anymore, cause I threatened all our brothers with an antique sword. On your last best friend, your last best friend, we're taking him to Holland for a long weekend. He never had a stag, he never had a stag. We're taking him to Amsterdam and making him a man.
Hit me!
There's not a minute to spare.
Don't worry.
There's not a minute to spare.
Don't worry. Going, going, gone. Now I dialed 911 a long time ago. Don't you see how late they're reacting? They only come and they come when they wanna. So get the morgue truck and then bomb the corner. They don't care cause they stay paid anyway. They treat you like an ace that can't beat the tray. I know you stumble with no use people. If your life is on the line, then you're dead today. Latecomers with the latecomers treasure. That's a body bag in disguise, y'all, I'll bet ya. I call them body snatchers cause they come to fetch you with an autopsy ambulance just to dissect ya. They are the kings cause they swing amputations. Lose your arms, your legs, and them is compilation. I can prove it to you, watch the rotation. It all adds up to a fucking situation. So get up and get down. 911 is joking, yo. Get up and get down. Late 911, where's the late crown? Get up and get down. 911 is joking, yo town. Get up and get down. Late 911, where's the late crown? Every day they don't never come correct. You can act my man right here with the broken neck. He's a witness to the job never being done. He would have been in full effect. The late 911 was a joke, cause y'all are joking. A day to talk until your life when it's broken.